Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's always a good day when I get to visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan and reintroduce her to you, folks. I know having Karen back on the show because she's working hard up there with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council to fight for you and me. Karen, SBECouncil.org is the website. Tell the audience a little bit about your organization.
Okay. Well, Jim, we are a nonprofit, nonpartisan advocacy research network organization dedicated to protecting small business and promoting entrepreneurship. So we are watching everything that happens in Washington, legislation, regulations, also at the local level. In fact, at the global level and its impact on small business growth and entrepreneurship. So folks can sign up for our e-news at sbecouncil.org. And we'd love to have you as a member, too. Please join us. We need your support, your financial support, to keep doing what.
Fine. Folks, this is a way for you to make a small investment, but leverage it mightily in the state houses across the country, but especially in Washington D.C. You and I both need somebody sitting at the table where these big policy decisions are being made. We need somebody. No, that's going to hurt small business owners. Or yes, let's do this. This will help them, and that's what Karen does. And I'm always glad to tell folks about the good work that she does, and she and her. You also know their chief economist, Ray Keating, who was just on the show not long ago. Karen, I want to talk about the philosophy of President Obama's administration with jobs. And I've been trying to boil it down, try to use the Occam's razor approach. You know, the simplest solution is usually the best. The Occam's razor approach to how to explain his philosophy. And here's what I think his philosophy is. He thinks the government should pick winners and losers. For example, he thinks, you know, he only likes green jobs. He only likes union jobs. But in his job as the president of all Americans, of all business owners, of all employees, he shouldn't care. He should not be part of, it should not be a concern of his where the jobs are created, who creates it, or who pays for it, or who works there, or whatever. He should like all jobs. And that's for him to choose winners and losers, Karen, frankly, even as the it's above his pay grade.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, you see that in the case with Solyndra, you know, the company out in California that a ton of money went in.
$535 million.
And every indication was that this was not a company that was ready, you know, fully stable to get this money. But they pushed it anyway because it was a green industry, you know, and the president wanted to make this a marquee. What government can do. Well, look what happened, right? And now they're under FBI investigation.
And bankrupt.
Next. But, you know, the other thing, you're right, Joe, and also just the attack on business from some of these agencies, for example, you know, the National Labor Relations Board and its attack on Boeing. And this week, the House will be voting on Protecting Jobs from Government Interference Act, H.R. 2587. They'll be voting on that on Thursday, you know, to basically tell the NLRB, to prevent them from ordering any employer, you know, where they can relocate, that they have to shut down or transfer a business, you know. I mean, they can be just under any circumstance what they can do. And so what the NLRB is doing basically is not protecting jobs or protecting workers. They're protecting the unions. They're protecting union power. So this is so anti-American that you have a government agency, a commission telling a good American company that they can't open an operation in a right or in any state for that matter.
Yeah.
And that's
hurting
jobs, job creation, investment. I mean, certainly it hurts a lot of small business suppliers in the state of South Carolina. So this is absolutely outrageous. So the House is going to be voting on this bill on Thursday. We're going to be key voting it as a key vote for small business, and that means be rated in our upcoming ratings of the Congress. And look at, I mean, it's just one example of many, Jim. The administration getting in the way of the private sector, picking winners and losers, and
that's
choosing
right.
who they want to create jobs and who the private marketplace says should create jobs.
Government, Karen, government, including the president, politicians are not smart enough to know. It's way above their pay grade where the jobs should be created. They should just be making the environment conducive to job creation and not care how what kind of jobs are created. Karen, I got to wrap it up. Thank you so much for your report. Thanks for doing a great job out there advocating for small business. It's sbecouncil.org, folks. I really encourage you to go there. Karen, thanks again. Take care. We'll see you next time.
You bet, Jim. Thank you.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blastingame. I got to go for this hour. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.